of God is not working in his life. You know why? Because he has made a decision to have an alternate source. He has not made God his number one source. You have to make God your single source supplier. I mean, you know what a single source supplier is. That means we're not getting bids from anybody else. That means we're not looking for anybody else. We don't care if they give us a better price. We've got a contract, and we have made this person a single source supplier. That means whenever I need that, I already know. I don't have to go look. I ain't got to get in the phone book. I ain't got to call somebody to get a recommendation on what I need. I have a single source supplier. Means I just go straight to them. They're going to supply. They have agreed to supply this item. And I have agreed to buy this item from only them. If I went outside of that single source, then I would be breaking contract. So what God has done, he has given us a covenant where he is the single source supplier. And when you got saved, you entered into a contract with him that he would be your single source supplier. And when you go outside of that contract, then you have broken that covenant. Because inside the contract is where the blessing's at. So I got to keep God as my single source supplier. How many sources you got? One. When you start trusting in men to supply what God said he would supply, now you got another source. And you've broken contract. And you've gotten outside of the blessing. You got to stay in covenant. God, I ain't looking to no man to supply. Now, what will happen is, as I see God and inquire of God, God is my single source supplier, then can give me information and instruction on who I need to talk to and where I need to go to get what I need. But God is the one that's in control of that. He's the one that's ordering. My steps are ordered by the Lord, sequenced by the Lord. So God may use men to supply, but he is the one that orchestrated the supply. See, a single source supplier have the right to say, well, listen, you can get that from this place right here. Amen. God was the prophet's single source supply when he told him, go to the brook. I've commanded the ravens to feed you there. Now, them ravens wasn't going to no other brook. And if he hadn't went there, them ravens would have showed up every day with meat and would have left it there, but he wouldn't have been there to get it. If he'd have said, oh, no, this brook drying up. It's getting dry around here. I better leave. When the brook dried up, no more water in that place, he saw God, and God said, now I want you to go to this city right here. I've commanded a widow woman to take care of you. See, he made God his single source supply. He didn't go out there and try to figure out what he going to do. Y'all trusting in God? All right. You see, if you don't trust in God and you take God out of the equation, ain't nobody left but man. So if you ain't trusting in God, who you trusting in? You done put your trust in man. And when you put your trust in man, then you remove the blessing. God don't remove it. You step out of the blessing. But there's things that happen to you in the process. Look at what he says. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabit it. So as I've shared with you, the heath is a small shrub that doesn't produce any fruit or any shade. Brother Copeland said that a heath in the desert can't even provide enough shade for a lizard. Lizard can't even get no shade under that tree. Because it's worthless. He said a man that don't trust in God is like a heath in the desert, like a little shrub that don't bring forth fruit, that have no blessing in their life because the curse is on them. You see, what I want in this church, when I look out here, all I want to see is green leaves. All I want to see is trees that bringing forth fruit no matter what's happening. That you're able to provide shade from the sun for somebody else. You're able to provide fruit for somebody else to eat off your life. You're a blessing. Amen. I don't want to look out here and see a bunch of shrubs. Now, I pray to God that nobody's sitting next to a shrub in here. A shrub cannot see when good comes. So, in other words, that decision to trust in man blinds the eyes. So you can't even see good when it comes. Even though God still loves you, God still wants to bless you, and when he does good things for you, you can't even be able to see it. Say he'll dwell in the parched places, a dry, barren place, in a wilderness where there's no direction, no provision, no blessing. You don't want to live like that. You don't want your life to be dry and barren and full of depression and fear. These are dry places. Dry places like depression and fear and worry and anxiety and lack and poverty and sickness and disease. Those are dry places. You don't want to be like that. So you have to make sure that God is your single source supplier. How many supplies you got?
One.
All right, now, you better make sure you've got one. You can't be double-minded about it, have two minds. In church, say you got one. And when you get home, say you got another one. You're looking for something else. You got to be single. In church, out of church, at home, in the mall, in the car, in the parking lot, walking around the mall, buying groceries. Going to the school, going to the ball game, you got to have one source. No matter what you're doing in life, God is your only source. Well, you can't do that unless you make a commitment to the word. Because if God's going to speak to you a rhema, he's going to come right out of that word to you. And if you ain't in the word, then you diminish the opportunity that God have to really minister to you when you don't make a commitment to the word. When we talk about trusting in the Lord, we're talking about trusting in his word. I remember one time there was a lady laying on a couch and she was having some physical issues. And I walked in and I said, "What's going on?" She told me. I said, "Are you trusting God?" She said, "Oh yeah, I'm trusting the Lord. I'm trusting the good Lord." I said, "What scripture are you standing on?" I'm trusting the Lord. I say, "You ain't trusting in nothing. Let me give you some scriptures." So I wrote out some scriptures on a piece of paper. I say, "Now, put your faith in this, because just saying you trust in the Lord don't mean nothing if you ain't got a word from God that's been quickened by the Holy Ghost." I've had people on the street, "Oh yeah, I trust in the Lord. Oh yeah, Jesus loved me." They ain't got no faith. "I trust in the good Lord." They ain't trusting the good Lord. Because faith can be heard coming out of your mouth. It can be seen in your action. All right, let's look at this next man. "Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is." In other words, the Lord is your confident expectation. You're looking to the Lord. Your expectation is from him. He said, "Blessed, empowered to prosper is the man that trusts in the Lord." You see that? So when I made a decision to trust in that word that God gave me and not doubt it, guess what happened? Blessing came on me. And guess what? God was able to go to work and begin to orchestrate things and speak to people that I hadn't talked to in years. And then I got a phone call. That means I've been on somebody else's mind. I've been in discussion in meetings that I didn't even know what they was having. My name done come up in places I ain't even been. What's that doing? That's God. Because he got to put that blessing on me because I'm trusting in him. So that blessing means everything, nothing missing, nothing broken. It's the peace of God. It's the joy. It's the wisdom. It's everything I need. It's the provision. Then God moved on their heart to bless me in a way that I couldn't even think. I couldn't ask it, and I couldn't even thank it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at what happens here. We're going to get the strong faith, I hope. Listen to this. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spreads out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat comes. That's drought. But her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. That means no matter what the circumstances are in the economy, because he's talking about drought there, no matter what the circumstances are, you are still blessed. Why? Because you have an invisible stream. Amen. This river, amen, notice it say that the roots go down deep. That means that this supply can't be seen by the natural eye. Hallelujah. Now, I submit to you that the shrub and the tree is side by side. You could have one person that living by faith and another person living by unbelief, sitting side by side. This is a shrub and this is a fruitful tree. What's the difference? It is the decision that they have made to trust in the Lord. He said he won't even see when drought. He won't even be careful. Won't be full of anxiety. Won't be fearful. Will not be worried about what's going on in the economy. Why? Because the economy is not supplying him. He's being supplied by the river of life. The roots go down. His leaf will always be green. That's why I'm saying all I want to look out and see is green leaves. I want to see some green trees. I don't want to look at no shrubs in here.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
When I look up toward heaven, it reminds me what the word of the Lord says. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That lets me know when I get out of here, I got somewhere else to go. Years ago, my mama and my daddy sung an old song. It went like this. It says, there's a leak in this old building. Yeah, my soul is gone.
Soul has got to move.
Oh, my soul.
Soul has got to move.
There's a leak in this old building, and my soul
has got to move.
I got another building
got
made by hand.
Woo!
There's a leak in this old building, and my soul
has got to move.
Gotta get out of here one day.
Soul.
are listening to the very best of community.